Good morning. It's Friday, the 20th of January. I'm Steve Smith, and joining me for the first time in a while, it's Amy Roth. Hey there, Amy.
How are you, Steve?
I'm doing all right. Thanks Good. For asking. And thank you for tuning in this morning for Cultural Continuum. We start off with an event that happens every year right about this time, or at least for the past 17 or so years. It's the 17th Cherokee Jazz and Blues Festival. There's a pub crawl happening tonight featuring Northwest Iowa musicians, plus bands Break Even, also Damon Dotson and Chad Elliott, a couple of guys who have great following around these parts. The festival continues tomorrow night with some out-of-towners, Hector Anchando and his band. I believe he is from Omaha. Also Shane Martin and Harper, who gets the trophy for coming from the longest way, as he's Australian. And there's also a big band dance with music by the Merle Lake Orchestra. That's tomorrow night. Go to CherokeeJazzBluesFestival.com to get the entire itinerary and schedule of events.
Okay, and there's an opening reception for artist Ryan Stander, and that'll be held tonight at 7 p.m. at Northwestern College. Stander's a printmaker and photographer who teaches at Minot State University. Why not Minot, right? The exhibition, titled Hints, Allegations, and Things Left Unsaid, uses symbolism to explore Christianity and the church. It will remain on display through February 10th, and you can visit nwciowa.edu for more info.
Is Why Not Minot something they teach you in Minnesota?
I believe it is.
Okay, I was just wondering. It's the last weekend to see The Jungle Book at Lamb Arts Young People's Theater, Lamb Arts Regional Theater. It features masks, movement, and puppetry, bringing this adaptation of a classic tale about an Indian boy raised by wolves in the jungle, who learns about community, dignity, strength, and pride. Showtimes are 7 o'clock tonight and 2 o'clock tomorrow and Sunday. You can find out more by going to lambtheater.com.
Oh, thanks for giving me this one. Shot in the Dark Productions presents Urinetown, the musical. In a Gotham-like city, a terrible water shortage caused by a 20-year drought has led to a government-enforced ban on private toilets. Oh, I can't even imagine. The citizens must pay to use public amenities that are regulated by a single malevolent company that stands to profit. The musical satire runs through Monday, January 30th, and visit shotinthedarkproductions.org.
It is the last week to see In Memory of Earth by Connie Herron. That'll be at the Pearson Lakes Art Center. She imagined what people would find if they found a tomb dedicated to the planet, like a time capsule for the planet. The art installation was inspired by Herring's interest in archaeology, nature, and ancient and native cultures. In Memory of Earth is on display just through tomorrow. Go to lakesart.org if you're going to plan a road trip.
Okay, and more theater. The Sioux City, the Sioux Center Community Theater is holding auditions for a production of Our Town. And I guess last night there were some auditions, and tomorrow during the day from 10 to noon, and that's at the Sioux Center Public Library. The production of Our Town needs actors of all ages and behind-the-scenes crew members. SiouxCenter.org.
The Emily Johnson Band will be making a rare Sioux City appearance. They'll be at Vanguard Arts Saturday night at 8 o'clock, formed with the soulful sounds of Stax Record, Muscle Shoals, and Motown in mind. The Sioux City-based nine-piece band puts a modern twist on classic soul and R&B. Go to vanguardarts.com for more on the Emily Johnson Band.
And Rod, Tondro?
Tondro, yes.
Tondro, a biology instructor at right here at Western Iowa Tech. We'll talk about butterfly gardening on Sunday, the 22nd at 2 p.m., and that'll be in the Wilbur Elfs Library, downtown Sioux City. Attendees will be able to learn more about how to attract butterflies and other pollinators to their yards.
There can be no more timely time to talk about butterfly gardening than the middle of January.
This is true.
But I guess you have to plan.
You have to order stuff. You got to order
stuff. You've got the Gurney's catalog, and you can order flowers and do that. All that.
Darn right.
The Betty Strong Encounter Center is presenting Sioux City's PV Grand Opera House Showplace on Jones Street. That's the name of the event. Richard Poole will be giving the talk at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Mr. Poole will share images and stories of the lavish opera house, which opened in 1888. After its debut, the PV Grand was hailed as one of the nation's most elegant theaters and hosted some of the world's leading actors, including Sarah Bernhardt and Edwin Booth. Go to SiouxCityLCIC.com. You can look for the PV Grand Opera House, but it burned down a long time ago.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I bet it was awesome. A traveling exhibition, Anne Frank, A History for Today, will be on display at Northwestern College, and that will start on Monday the 23rd. There'll will be an opening reception on Thursday at 7 in the Vogel Community Room. The exhibition shows photographs of Anne Frank's childhood and portrays the rise of the Nazis, the persecution of the Jews, and the way people responded. Again, nwciowa.edu for more info.
Building Bridges to Better Lives, an exhibit focusing on the early days of the Mary J. Trelia Community House in the East Bottoms, is now open at the Betty Strong Encounter Center. The neighborhood near the Sioux City Stockyards turned into a diverse community of immigrants, while many other parts of Sioux City remained segregated. The exhibit explores the mission of the community house, which started in 1921 to help immigrants learn English and adjust to life in a new country.
Registration deadlines are approaching for winter classes offered through the Orange City Arts Council. Classes include hands-on learning in watercolor painting and journaling, a literary exploration of the Great Plains led by James Scopp, and experiencing the art of winemaking. Various classes will be held through February and March, and that's at orangecityarts.net.
The 37th Annual University of Okoboji Winter Games is coming up. It's being held now through Sunday, January 26, or 29th, rather. Events include broom ball, chess, cribbage, freeze your fanny cycling, there will be snowmobile races, a chocolate-making competition, and a polar plunge into the icy lake. That all benefits the Arnold's Park Okoboji Fire and Rescue Dive Team. There will also be food and live music for all 4 days of the Okoboji Winter Games. Go to uovowintergames.com for more information.
And hopefully they do not have to use the rescue dive team polar plunge. Okay. Women Aware is accepting Women of Excellence nominations now through March 2nd, and the awards recognize the contributions and accomplishments of women and men in the Siouxland community in volunteer and leadership positions. The awards banquet will be held on March 28th, and you can visit womenawarescia.org for more information.
And that is about all we have for you this morning for Cultural Continuum. Remember, if you have an event that you'd like to hear about, you can email that information to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. Leaving you with one of the performers from the Cherokee Jazz and Blues Festival tomorrow night, it's Harper. On behalf of executive producer Allie Carson and my co-host this morning, Amy Roth, I'm Steve Smith. I just want to stay here in my home. You can't take away the things that you don't own. I can't believe you don't understand. We're all united with the dust and sand. You wanna take me, it's not my choice. We stand together as one great voice. I don't wanna listen to the things you say. What makes you think you're better anyway? Why don't you leave and go back where you belong? Can't you see that what you do is wrong? I can't believe you don't understand. We're all united with the dust and sand. Take me, it's not my choice. We stand together as one great voice. Choice.